So this race has been going on for 19 years. This is the 19th running of it. Do you remember the first time you became aware of it? Were you living in New York at the time, or were you in Australia, or what was your first impressions of the race anyhow?
When it first started, you know, obviously we'd had the Ultra Trio and all that, and I didn't understand it. I didn't comprehend it. I don't even know if I fully comprehend it now, but I definitely have more of an idea of what it is. When it first happened, it was kind of beyond my comprehension. Like, I knew these people were running, well, initially 27 and then 31, 100 miles, but I never really understood what that meant. And then it was this kind of gradual progression. I used to come and help, like, fill in certain days, and I used to love being here because it was such a beautiful sort of paradise of consciousness in this city block, in this neighborhood, and I would feel like remarkably like I was on this endless summer vacation. You know, there was nothing, somehow the worries of the world didn't permeate this little oasis of, I don't know what you'd call it, like spiritual consciousness. But in a really, it was such an enjoyable place to be. You know, you're almost like you're without a care. And, you know, obviously I'm not running, so it didn't kill me. But just to help out and to cut the watermelon and to make sure the drinks table was stocked up and stuff. It was so sort of simple, but so fulfilling. And so that was sort of that stage of it, but I still really didn't identify with the running of it. And then at one point, somehow or other, I got inspired to do the six-day race. And it was only then...
That was a couple of years ago?
The six-day race was 2013. And it was only then that I got sort of a glimpse into what it is to be a runner in these ultra races. Like, I always knew that there was a big gap between the experience of the helper and the experience of the runner, but I never knew how big that gap was until I was on the other side looking out, and these people would say, oh, great going, good, yeah. But you knew where you were and you knew where they were because you'd been in both places. And it was, you know, it was an amazing thing. And also, the fact that the 3100 race exists, it takes sort of a lot of the glory away from the six-day race, because, you know, you think you're doing something amazing running for 6 days, and these guys, you know, it's not even a week, it's not even a fifth of what these guys do. But so it's been a gradual progression of comprehension of what this race is. And yeah, like I said, the only way to really know what it is to do it and to do it multiple times.
Okay.
It's a long answer to a short question.
It is, but it's a long race, so long answers kind of work. In a simpler way, there's only 12 people out here. They're having a very powerful experience because they're part of it, but the moment you step on the track and you're not a runner, or the moment you hear about the race, it does impact on you in some way, does it not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's up to each individual how much it impacts them. I mean, there's probably people who live here that have lived here for 19 years and have no idea that it's going on. And there are other people that are, you know, on the other side of the world that know about it and are really into it because they feel something. I guess it's a question of sort of what you're into or receptivity to this kind of thing. But it's an amazing phenomenon. And also, you know, these guys and girls are, I think, sort of at the cutting edge of a certain aspect of human achievement. You know, they're right on the edge of the best that humanity can do in this particular area. And anytime anyone is doing that, there's always going to be tremendous inspiration that flows from that.
Thank you so much.
All right.